cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know, streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime on any screen at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we're back, and we're going to take a little listen to Greg Reese's report on trauma-based mind control. So take it away, Style.
Trauma-based mind control. Trauma is used to hack into the mind and body's defense systems in order to train a person's behavior. This is accomplished in three steps. In step one, the victim's identity is destroyed. This is achieved by depriving the victim of their basic needs and inflicting pain upon them until they become exhausted, confused, and disoriented. In this state, they no longer trust themselves and become receptive to guidance from an outside authority. Step two, through a strict system of rewards and punishments, the victim is imprinted with a new identity. The new identity is trained to self-isolate by having it denounce everything associated with the previous identity. And finally, with step three, through the continued use of trauma, the rebuilding of the victim's new self is crafted and maintained however the mind controller chooses. For this to work, the subject must remain oblivious to the fact that they are being trained. This is accomplished by keeping them in a helpless victim state of mind with the use of trauma. The entire method requires regular ritualistic abuse to keep the target in the victim state. Declassified documents show how drugs and sensory overload are used to inflict trauma upon the public. But high-level slaves are often procured from families with an established history of child abuse. Intergenerational or multi-generational trauma abuse is when a person abuses their child, and that child grows up to abuse their child, and that person grows up to abuse their child, and so on. This increases a person's susceptibility to trauma-based mind control. Experiments with mice have shown that the offspring of a traumatized pregnant mother are born depressed and exhibit problems socializing with others. A nurturing upbringing by a healthy surrogate mother did not reverse the abnormal behaviors, indicating an in utero transformation of the brain. And bioinformatic analysis revealed long-lasting alterations in the DNA. This is why the CIA is known for targeting children from families of multi-generational child abuse. They are easier to mind control. This is why world leaders are all from the same bloodlines. This brutal technique has been used and understood for centuries. And if a group of people vying for power wanted a loyal army of soldiers, the easiest way would be by breeding them. And the evidence shows that this is how our society was created. From the middle of the 19th century and well into the next, hundreds of thousands of orphans were distributed and sold in the United States, and millions worldwide. They were advertised, delivered by train, and sold at fairs. In America, these orphans were being managed and distributed by a private organization from Britain known as the Odd Fellows, many of whom were orphans themselves. The Ancient Order of Odd Fellows is an international fraternity whose members, such as Albert Pike and several U.S. presidents during the orphan train years, were often members of Freemasonic lodges as well. With their first official lodge in the United States established in 1819, the Odd Fellows are officially committed to educating orphans, but they seem to have been procuring them and breeding them as well. The Odd Fellows' first female chapter, the Daughters of Rebecca, was founded right before the orphan trains began, and a depiction of their work shows hints of mass breeding and surrogate motherhood. They worked closely with the Odd Fellows at large institutions known as orphan asylums and foundling asylums, where many members themselves were born. The Rothschild banking dynasty provided funding for several of these orphan asylums. According to Philip Eugene de Rothschild, the family has privately bred over 100,000 offspring, including Adolf Hitler. This is why pedophilia is so prevalent among the families of world leaders. While it is used for extortion, its primary function is for trauma-based mind control. Because to the mind controller, trauma equals transformation, and there is nothing more traumatizing to a person than pedophilia. If you had a million mind control slaves placed in positions of power, then you could control entire nations, but only if the masses were also kept in a relative state of trauma. Greg Reese reporting.
Alrighty, we're back, and pedophilia, and this is what, again, the entire Democratic Communist Party is a party of pedophilia. The ACLU, which is basically one of their legal branches, has been doing its very best to try to legalize pedophilia. Folks, we cannot let that happen. Now, the chances they're doing it with legislation is much less than with a corrupt activist courts. That's what they want to do. They want to go judge shopping like they've done before. Buy one of those judicial whores, you know, who are for sale, and go ahead and try to get a case before the courts to legalize pedophilia. Now, you know, it's an interesting thing. Remember, Joe, how I was just telling you about, I think Mike DeWine is just really, he's lost all of his chances of re-election. Well, here, I'm finished with this stiff. Trump goes nuclear on Republican governor. Former President Donald Trump blasted Republican Governor Mike DeWine of Ohio Saturday after the governor's veto of the bill banning child sex changes. DeWine announced the veto of the legislation, House Bill 68, Friday, despite its overwhelming passage by the state legislature. The bill not only banned child sex changes, but also prohibited biological males from competing with women's sports. Well, here now, Trump is the leader of the Republican Party, and boy, if Trump says you're a stiff, if Trump said he's finished with you, I mean, that is, I think that's the death knell in Mike DeWine's coffin. What do you think?
I would be ashamed of everybody in Ohio if it wasn't his stake in his heart, the political heart, that is, rhetorically.
Well, there's a lot of talk. They've got enough votes to overturn his veto. And the problem we have is the blue 22, the 22 Rhino Republicans. You know, they're for sale. They're for sale. And that's the problem we have.
Maybe we should just call them rhino whores and add, so, you know, maybe the people don't get rhino. Maybe we have to add a word to it.
No, that's exactly what they are. But anyhow, you know, it's just an amazing, I can't believe he did that. Well, then again, he probably has no intention in running again. You know, what do you think?
He's been promised, or, you know, it could be one of those they gave him some big, I read through the articles, a couple articles about it, and he claims he was there, the people from the hospital brought these kids in. And
he was on television talking about that.
Yeah, if I didn't, you know, have this transition, I would have committed suicide, and I don't know, it could just be he's just gullible and, you know, a couple of sob stories and he lost all sense of logic and reason. But I have a feeling the money sounds more like the reason.
$40,000 is, you know, is nothing, so there had to be a whole lot more than $40,000.
Well, the more coming again, you know. Could be a job. Remember, what Democrats always reward, if they have a failure, but as long as somebody's doing the party line, they get promoted, they get a new job, they get, well, look at the Claudine Gay. She resigned from being the head of Harvard, but, oh, she's going back to teaching. Well, who would want to have her for a teacher? She's a plagiarist. She's a liar. She's a, you know, I mean, this would be the least likely person I would want to have teach any class. And
She's anti-Jew and anti-Christian.
Yeah, so she's going back to teaching. So Harvard isn't going to change much. They'll put a new talking head in place But if she's the example of what they have for professors, it's still a corrupt, overrun university with the left. And
well, she's already cost Harvard. She's already cost them $1 billion in donations.
Now, they've got $50 billion in endowments. They've got more money than, what is it, 128 countries in the world.
Yeah, I know that, but here's the thing. They got the money because they love the money, and she's cost them $1 billion. If she costs them another billion, she's history. She'll be gone. And so, yeah.
Well, that's why she had to resign. She wanted to keep her post, her position, her social structure, her income coming, so she'll just be a tenured professor.
Let me tell you when it comes to what used to be called prestige of going to Harvard, their prestige took a big, big hit.
Oh, big hit, yeah.
A major hit. A lot of people that went to Harvard said they're no longer, in fact, a number of them actually tore up their diplomas.
Hmm.
Tore them up, threw them away. And so,
a lot of the students that were signed up, reneged, don't want to go to Harvard now, and their classes aren't being filled. A lot of people just are not putting in, paperwork for admissions. I couldn't think of the word admit. They're not filing for admission.
Yep.
And they're shocked. They don't want to come to Harvard? Nope. So even the kids are getting it, which is a good thing. Maybe this is, you know, evil. They took such a leap forward in the revolution and got so strong that they're showing their evil all across all the different specters, you know. And maybe now people are going to wake up and really see it for what it is this year.
Right. You know what? You know, we ought to let Style, because, you know, Style's a lot younger than us, Joe. About everybody is. But
who is it?
Well, we ought to let him comment on this, because he's at that age where, you know, you would enroll to go to Harvard or Yale or Princeton. So what do you think, Style?
I feel like for a long time, just the college and the school system in general, not even at the college level, but just in general, has been going downhill. And then especially this past year, 2 years, 4 years since the Biden administration has been in office now, that why would you waste your money to go there and be told, oh, no, you're wrong if you want to learn, and you're wrong if you want to further your education. You have to learn what we want the history to be, even though it's not.
Well, you're absolutely right. And again, it's revisionist history is what they're talking about. And that, along with that, that's why they're tearing down all the statues of the war heroes and so on and so forth. And in fact, Stalin had said that in order to control, no, it wasn't Stalin, it was Karl Marx, in order to control, wait a minute, yeah, Stalin actually did repeat Marx on that. He said that in order to control a people's future, first you must destroy their past. And once you've done that, then you can make their future. You can revise history. That's exactly what the Democrats want to do. The big problem with that here in this country is Christian schools. With your Christian schools and your homeschooling the children, which is growing by leaps and bounds, they're actually getting history. So you've got a large group of children that are getting educated and not indoctrinated, and they're going to kind of be at some point on a collision course with the proletariat, aren't they?
There's several collision courses coming. I was just looking, one little bit of humor. Guess who just left New Jersey actually, and moving to Florida? None other than Sean Hannity, saying escaping from New York. Sean Hannity is officially moving to Florida, the free state.
Well, a whole lot of people have done that, okay? I had to laugh with that Governor Newsom, when he was debating DeSantis, trying to tell him what the California's got a better living conditions, this and that, all of this. And And DeSantis says, why then are so many people leaving California and coming to Florida? But you don't have any people leaving Florida and going to California.
California, yeah.
And so,
what else? There's one more incentive now. As of yesterday, I believe, California is now the first state to offer health insurance to all illegal immigrants. The taxpayers are going to be forced to fork over $3.1 billion per year. That's the first year in medical care for an extra 700,000 people. They're already broke. The state's already in the hole. It's already going downhill. And January 1st, they started this new Medicaid program, and now everybody that before they'd covered children and old people, and now everybody in between from whatever 20 to 50 are now eligible for full coverage under Medi-Cal, California's Medicare program. And you've got these 1.5 million pouring across the border every year, and more are going to California. And with that free medical care, more and more of those 300,000 a month that are crossing the border are going to be headed for California. I mean, you can steal up to $1,000 and not go to jail. You can get free health care. You're going to get food. You're going to get rent subsidy. Oh, you know, man. I heard a couple people say, hey, maybe I could go down to Mexico and cross over and get some of these benefits.
Yeah. Well, you know, unfortunately, our homeless veterans there aren't getting those same benefits, are they?
That's what I mean. The homeless veterans need to do that to get, you know, the help they need.
There at our church, we had a group
today.
We have boxes full of coats for the homeless veterans that will be taken into the homeless veterans shelter here. And that's, you know, it's just, well, it's an amazing thing what is happening. But I do see we have to get the government back. And I do see here, again, with tactical civics as a way of getting, especially your county, you got to go with your county and your state. We have so many crooks in government nowadays, and especially the corrupt judicial system out there. And this is why tactical civics is taken off the way it is. I had a clip I wanted to play tonight, but unfortunately I didn't get the clip and loaded in on that. But it was maybe I'll have it by tomorrow. But it'll be a really good clip. It just talks about some of what we're talking about with the tactical civics, how fast it is spreading, and people want to take America back.
That is the news, and I think a lot of people are looking now to faith. We were talking about it last week, especially for the show for New Year's Day, that this country needs revival, and it's going to be up to all the Christians, and especially our listeners out there. We need to start each and every one of us with ourselves, our families, and our communities, and just start a revival, start preaching, you know, Jesus Christ not only is the reason for the Christmas season, but we need to keep Christ in our lives and Christmas in our hearts every day of the year, and we need to start, you know, putting...
Well, Joe, see, here's where a lot of people, what they don't understand, we can't bring on revival. We can't do that, okay? What we can do is bring on repentance. It's up to the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit will bring the revival. But the church must
bring. But, I mean, if we talk about it and talk about faith and bringing people to the Lord, you bring about an awareness, and then the Holy Spirit can really go to work, right?
Yeah. But that's got to start with real repentance, with true repentance. Once there's true repentance, then the Holy Spirit's going to work. And repentance is more than just saying I'm sorry or feeling they're sorry. Repentance is doing what, Joe?
It's changing how you live, what you're doing, and turning toward the Lord in all things.
Absolutely. It's undoing. That's a military term. You remember, repent about face.
It means face, yep. Yeah. Exactly. Well, guess what we did as of yesterday? The national debt went over $34 trillion. The start of the new year, the debt clock turned over. I don't know if that was by accident, but I have a feeling it's like one of those things. Maybe God's trying to tell us something. The first day of the new year's, the national debt goes over $34 trillion. Maybe that's a warning to people to wake up.
Well, I don't know. Warning issued over the extremisms of those virulent anti-Trumpers. It's a good article from World News Daily from Bob Unruh. And he talks about a leading commentator from the Hoover Institute, Peter Berkowitz, is warning America that those who are the most virulent in their attempts to keep President Donald Trump off the 2024 ballot, essentially they are trying to destroy him, are the ones helping in the unraveling of the rule of law. Berkowitz, the Tad and Diane Taub senior fellow at the Hoover Institute, was for several years the director of policy planning staff in the U.S. State Department. He explains that a real clear wire that campaigning against allowing voters to have even the opportunity for voting for Trump is being ratcheted to an extreme level. See, here's something, Joe, that there's only a few of us understand, Joe. What they're doing, by what Colorado done and Maine has done, is called voter interference. That is voter tampering, election interference. That is a federal crime. It's a felony, election interference, what they're doing. And by let me ask you this, Joe. By taking one candidate off the ballot and leaving the other on, okay, is that rigging the vote?
It sure is.
Well, is that illegal?
Exactly. It's illegal. It's kind of like in Russia when the only person on the ballot was Vladimir Putin. You don't have much of a choice. And when you knock off Trump, what do you have for a choice?
Yep. So,
Same situation.
So now there are some people that think that this is actually a brilliant move because the communists actually want Trump to run because Joe Obama said he can beat him again. I don't think they're even the Democrats are that stupid. Do you think so?
That would be, they've got too many people that are, they plan ahead. They do long-range planning like communists do that. Look at the Chinese communists. They've got a 100-year plan, and we've got some of these people fomenting this communist revolution. The communists are patient. You go all the way back to the late 1800s, the Fabian Socialist Society, wanting to bring the socialist revolution to the Western world. These people plan ahead, so I wouldn't say they're stupid. I'd say they're usually pretty smart.
Well, again, to think that right now, with the way the country of the moon is, Joe Obama's he's sinking in the polls, like a boulder in the water. He's going down fast, and even with these phony polls that the Democrats are trying to convince the people. And even the mainstream media are having a hard time trying to do that with a straight face now. One, for example, wants him jailed for his opinions and statements about the 2020 election, and that was skewed by at least two undue influences. One was Mark Zuckerberg's decision to hand out $400 million plus to officials who often use the money to recruit communist voters. The other was the FBI's decision to interfere by telling publications to suppress accurate and damaging reports about the Biden crime cartel. A polling later showed that likely made Biden the winner in the race. Okay, Biden did not win. That was a big lie. Look, Joe, let me ask you this. Let's just say, would you agree that today is Tuesday?
Yes, I would.
Okay, so now, what if we decide that today's not Tuesday?
The time zone I'm in, it's Tuesday.
Okay, but what if we decide it's not Tuesday? What if we decide we don't feel like it's Tuesday, we feel like today's Friday, right? And then tomorrow's Saturday,
a lot
of people. But what if we get the mainstream media out there to start convincing people that today's Friday? I mean, if Obama or Soros and that tells them, NBC, ABC, CBS, it's called your narrative, start convincing the people that today is Friday. They would do it, no matter. There is no lie too big for the mainstream media to tell. I mean, they're just sold out totally to their masters, their leaders. But even if you, let's just say you had 10 million people out there in the media and the Democratic Party, the Democratic Congress. Let's just say you had all these people saying that today is Friday. Would that make today Friday?
Nope.
So, Joe?
I don't care if everybody in the world said it was Friday. They could act like it, but it is not going to be. You can't change. They could change the whole calendar, but it's still God's, you know.
By the same token, Joe, all of those people saying that Biden won the election doesn't make it. Biden did not win that election, okay? Trump had more votes than Biden. He carried more states. Biden did not win that election. That election was stolen. It was stolen. It was a scam, and we had a coup which took place. Now, that's the reality out there. And so some of us understand, and we live in a realm of reality, what's taking place. And we're not influenced by hearing something over and over and over, like in the mainstream media. Same thing with...
It just makes me mad because it just makes me realize, the more I hear something like, you know, a man can become a female. Here's a perfect example. London Daily Mail. Transgender murderess who killed two handymen, then fed them to pet pigs on an Oregon farm, is serving out the life sentence in a woman's prison. This person is, you take one look at the face, there's no way you'd think this person is a female. No way. Body, face, hands, nothing. But he wanted to claim that he's a female. Anyway, murdered two people, so they take this great, big, mean, ugly-looking man, and what do they do with the murderer? They put this guy in a woman's prison. Now, there is corruption. There is confusion. There is somebody, you look at this and go, there's no way this person is female. It, you know, you don't even have to see him naked to understand this. So
right.
This goes along with what you're saying. The truth is the truth, and the truth should be obvious to anyone that looks.
For a guy like that, he never had it so good, huh? I mean, just think about that. You could, they put in there, he can rape as many of those women
as he wants to, yeah.
Right. And if the women complain because of political correctness, they're the ones that will get blamed, not him. So there you go. I mean, that's the way it's been working in the prisons. These women that have been raped by these monsters, when they complain and they try to bring charges, they're the ones that get punished, not the trans thing. You know, it's crazy. That's just like what happened there at that school a few years back. Where was it? In Oregon, where those boys came into the girls' shower and girls were in their shower and started fondling these girls. And the one girl got the one fella where it hurts.
Yeah.
And she was the one. She was the one that got punished.
Yeah, she was, because it was her fault. She should have not, attacked this person. Yeah,
that's the insanity of the system. This is why, you know, the whole system's had a nervous breakdown. It's gone crazy. This is why we have Christian schools and homeschooling still. We'll be back right after this.
We need to turn this country around and bring it back to God, family, country, right?
That's called repentance. We'll be right back. We'll be back. Right back.
Welcome to God's world.
To God's world.
Won't you come on in?
Come on in.
Miracles start here.
Miracles start here.
He'll take away your sin.
Take away your sin.
Open up your heart.
Open up your heart.
Leave your fears behind.
Leave them all behind.
You'll be living there.
You'll be living there.
Until the end of time.
Till the end of time.
Knock, and his door will open. Seek, and you will find. Ask, and you'll be given. Eternal life, sublime. He'll be waiting there.
He'll be waiting there.
His arms open wide.
His arms open wide.
Waiting there for you.
Waiting there for you.
You are why he died.
Why he died.
He'll be waiting there.
He'll be waiting there.
His arms open wide.
His arms open wide.
Waiting there for you. It was for you and I that he was crucified.
All righty, we're back. And, you know, I got to tell you, Style, how you and Jimmy called today to see how I was doing?
Yeah.
Well, did you know that Jimmy tried to get me up out of my sick bed and do that radio program for Christmas?
Did he really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to have a word with him then.
Yeah. Now, we don't want to let people know it was Jimmy the Greek because we don't want them to be mad at him.
I'll be sure to keep Jimmy the Greek's name out of this.
All right. I know you will. All right. We're going to open up the phone lines and take some calls because Joe's pretty smart, and I want everyone to know how smart he is, so I'll let him take the calls. Phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Let's go out to PA, and we got Mac. Hey, Mac.
Hey, Pastor. Glad to hear you back on the radio. Irma and I were praying for you.
Thank you. Boy, we needed it for sure.
I wanted to give you an update on the situation here on Sports Talk Radio. They're actually not taking my calls anymore and playing games with me because the downfall of the Eagles, if you follow sports, it's unexplainable. And I keep calling in and telling them the reason why the 2017 team won, because they were birds of prey. And there's actually a book on it. That's Prey with an A. I mean, they were having baptisms in the whirlpool and everything else. And what I need from you and from everybody else that's listening is to call the station at 215-592-9494. And what you want to tell them is when they go Sports Radio, what's your name? Give your name, where you're calling from, and then say, I would like to talk about Marple Max Solution. Because I've mailed them correspondence. They're wanting the head coach's head on a platter, and it's not that. There's dissension in the locker room and everything, and the only thing that fixes anything, the root of the problem, is spiritual. And none of the broadcasters have read the book Birds of Prey. I have, from cover to cover. The guy that wrote it was a Christian and got up close and personal with Doug Peterson. I mean, when they won the Super Bowl in 2018, the 2017 team, he said, as he held the trophy, "I just like to praise my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." And it's not a coincidence that the four times they've been to a Super Bowl, the only team that won it was the team that honored God. And again, 215-592-9494. And I know if they do this, they'll turn things around, because it worked for the Birds of Prey. And that's all I got to say, Pastor.
Wait, give me that number one more time.
Yes, real slow. 215-592-9494.
Okay.
215-592.
And what do you want them to say?
I want them to say, "I liked it when they, I'd like them to say, when they ask, you're going to ask you where you're calling from, Tom, and then you tell them, "I'd like to talk about Marple Mack, MARPLEMAC, and his solution for the Eagles. Why is it being scoffed at when it worked for the 2017 team? And let's see if we can get this thing turned around and spark a revival." Have you seen
Alrighty, very good.
Giants, Pastor? Have you seen the movie Facing the Giants?
No.
It's very, very good. It's about a Christian school. Everything's going crazy. They start off 0-3, and in Georgia, Christian schools play everybody. They wind up turning it around, going 7-3, going all the way and beating a team that's three times their size. A replacement kicker goes in, the wind changes, and he blasts a 54-yard field goal to knock down the Richland Giants. And the coach says, "What is the purpose of this team?" And it's a really good movie. And I've been trying to get them to watch that and the book Birds of Prey. 215-592-9494, Marple Mack, and you're going to talk about Marple Mack's solution that they need to, it's a spiritual problem. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Max. All right. You know, Joe, that when the Browns were doing that, the Cleveland Browns were taking the knee, people quit going to the stadium. Well, I mean, a lot of the people that I knew, the guys I know who were avid Browns fans, quit watching the game, including me. I quit watching them, you know, when they did that.
A lot of people I know quit watching sports when they started doing that. It was like, okay, it's not worth it, you know.
Well, yeah, and so then the Browns came to a realization, this ain't working well for us, you know. He was talking about the Eagles. I just saw their stadium emptied. You know, they were showing you how few people were coming out. And so now the Browns realized that going woke, you'll go broke. And so that all changed. And instead, you saw a lot of them praying on the sidelines and that. And now they're going to the playoffs. Okay, let's go to Jeff.
God, all things are possible, Pastor.
Yeah, let's go to Massachusetts with Jeff. Jeff, you're in the air.
Oh, thank you very much, Pastor Sanders. Well, Pastor, I have an insight to share with you, which is history. Because you see, when this happens, because you see, I look to the past to look to predict the future. Remember the oil embargo of 1974, the fuel crisis of 74 with the gas lines?
Oh, yeah.
And I'll tell you why I'm saying this. Imagine a dual attack on our power grid through the substations, which are soft. Once you knock out the electrical substations, and because we're beholden to all these nations for oil and gas and everything, all the OPEC nations got to do is make a phone call, and you'll see oil tankers are in the ocean, not getting anywhere. Or our deep state can do it. In other words, no LNG, no gas, totally artificial. The only people who will know it will be people who work in these plants. There'll be a media blackout, and the sheep will go, "What's going on here?" And you will have rioting like you won't even believe. Matt Bracken wrote a paper called "When the Music Stops," and it must be read. But when these things happen, guess what? You won't have sports. You won't have food. The supply chain will be broken down. Our supply chain is very, very vulnerable. All you got to do is break one or two links, and that's it. The supply chain is broken. Food won't get to your supermarkets. Pastor, before I go, what do you think?
Well, I think you're right. I think I happen to know that a lot of the Christian patriot community has been stocking up, and I mean really stocking up with supplies, because they expect this. I mean, because of the way it is with Joe Obama, not only are they stocking up on food, mostly dehydrated food and that, but guns and ammo, because they know that when that happens, you're going to have those Obama's people, you know, going to burning and looting, wanting to loot and take people's food. And so...
Yeah. Pastor, if I may interject, the stool has a couple of legs. Let's put the leg of illegal immigration in place, the military-age males. When those people start to strike, you will have a foreign army right inside, just like the Trojan horse let in the Greek soldiers to take down Troy. So what we have right now is we have a major Trojan horse. Matt Bracken calls it putting dynamite in the house. All those illegals coming in, that's like dynamite in the house.
That's the reason they're here. They're brought in for that purpose when they're given the orders, so that Joe Obama can declare martial law and cancel elections. But that's why he's doing it. That's why Joe Obama is bringing in all of those young military-aged, plus all those Chinese nationals, plus all the terrorists. He's been bringing them for that very purpose. That's their plan.
And lastly...
Well, we've been trying to warn people for years that's going on.
Yep.
Yeah, last leg, and then I'm going to go, which is the movies. The movies are literally telling us what the future is going to be like. And Obama's team put out a movie called Leave the World Behind that talks about a cyber attack that brings down America with a nuclear attack on New York City at the end of the movie. And there's other movies like that. It's called Predictive Programming. If you may elaborate on Predictive Programming when I get off the air, thank you very much. God bless you.
All right. Thank you very much. Yeah, this is the whole... I mean, again, they're telling you what we've been telling people out there, Joe, for all these years. And little by little, you know, the people are starting to realize, I think, again, it's like they've been so conditioned, even though they're seeing it. Just like there's so many people that are sitting there and watch over 8 million people cross our borders. But until they hear it from NBC, ABC, CBS, and I'm talking about, you know, these are people that have been so indoctrinated, especially the young people, so indoctrinated, unless they hear it from their masters, they don't feel that they're permitted to believe it yet, you know. That's what we, you know, we're talking about the proletariat, the, as you said, useful idiots.
The useful idiots. There's a lot of potential, but we've got God on our side, and I'm one of those that quite often even some of the hymns that right prevail and evil fail. And if the people turn to God and start, like you said, to repent and are serious and start getting our lives and homes and families in order, we can start on our communities, and we can, there's a lot we can do, but people have to realize it is the time for action. This is the year to be active, take action.
Well, you know, it's funny what you just said, because that's my... what I was planning on preaching on this coming Sunday, where it's got to start.
To that subject.
It's got to start with the family, which is where it starts there. And so,
attack? Think about it. What did the enemy first attack? You know, they went after motherhood.
Marriage and the family.
Marriage and the family, right. Marriage, motherhood, and the family.
Yep. Right in the line, as God gave us the divine institutions, they went after them. And so
I've got one quick word of warning here. There was a story came out. Flaming fatal crash at concert hall probed as possible domestic terror. There was a vehicle crash there, New Year's Eve event, Rochester, New York. Remember, we used to broadcast out of Rochester morning show.
Yeah.
And CNN cited a source saying the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force is there renewing it. And to make a long story short, there was a big car crash, and the crash was so bad it burned for an hour before firefighters could get control. And the investigators discovered at least a dozen gasoline canisters in and around the striking vehicle, the vehicle that drove into another vehicle. I don't know anybody that carries a dozen gasoline canisters in the vehicle. One of the things we warned might happen this year might be happening. We'll just have to watch and see if this is the start of some problems or not. We pray that it isn't, but it's better to be watchful, and they're going to be hitting these. They always go after concerts. Look what they did in Israel. Concerts where young people gather are the easiest targets.
Yeah, like in Israel, huh? In Gaza?
Yep, yep. When they attacked, that they were having that youth festival, and everybody was partying and having a wild time, and that's where they got the most damage. So it's something parents, something to take into consideration this year and watch.
Well, yeah.
I'd rather my grandchildren were alive and missed a couple of events and stayed alive than, you know, they might complain, well, I didn't get to go to this concert. Well, buck up, you know. Put on your big boy pants. You can't do everything.
You know, these so-called concerts, you know, oh, well. You couldn't pay me to go to one of those that these kids go to. I mean, it just...
Yeah, some of them are... You don't want your kids going to a lot of them in the first place, but there are probably some good ones, but it's still one of those things to be aware of. This is where the enemy always tries to attack.
Right. But you know, Joe, try this and see if it don't work. The next time they have one of those concerts nearby where you're at, give yourself an IQ test, and then go to the concert, sit through the whole thing, and afterwards give yourself an IQ test again and see what the results will be. You will come out of there dumber, okay?
Yeah, but I don't think I could sit through the whole thing, so I probably wouldn't be a good subject for the test.
So, yeah, I know. I've had to deal with it. Listen, we got to... All right, we got to bring in Style in this one. Come on, Style, let us have it.
I don't disagree. I mean, especially the past 20, 25 years now, it's terrible. I wouldn't want to go to any of those shows.
Well, very good. You see, now that's why Style is a smart young fella.
I when I play music and stuff, I specifically look for like local artists that don't sound like that.
So you never been involved in any of those, what they call the mosh pits, where you run up and bang into each other?
I have not been in a mosh pit, actually.
I talked to a young man that had been.
No brain damage to speak of.
Yeah.
Correct.
You know, it's amazing. Because I talked to a young fellow who went to that, and I told him, I said, you do understand that what you're doing when you're out there running and banging and into these other kids is kind of a sign of low intelligence. And he just kind of looked at me with a strange look on his face. But it is a mosh pit. How much time do I have, Style?
I don't know what low intelligence means.
How much time do we have, Style?
5 minutes.
Okay, do you know what time it is, Joe? It's time. Again, I want to say thanks to all the folks out there that sent all those wonderful cards and those wonderful letters while I was out. It's what a blessing it is, and thank you for all of your prayers. And so, Joe, in 4 minutes, can you tell the folks how they can get saved, or do you want me to?
I sure can. I would be glad to. It's always a pleasure to do that. this one of, again, those misconceptions. Jesus Christ wants to see you saved, wants to save your soul. He wants to give you eternal life. And you've got a world out there telling you you can do anything you want, you can this and that, and you can party hardy, and you don't have to be obedient, you don't have to, you know, don't need Jesus. The world lies. The world wants to see, they call him Satan, the old deluder Satan, because all he does is try and lead you away. But you can't save yourself. There is, God has set up a way to get eternal life. You don't get it through church membership, being baptized, well, leading the best life. You could give all your money to charity. That isn't going to do it. Even faith doesn't do it. What does it is what we call being born again. It involves very simply understanding that you are a sinner. And the wages of sin is death. There is only one way to get away from that. That's to take Jesus Christ up on his offer. His offer of salvation and forgiveness. And he's one who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come unto the Father but by me. John 14:6. He told Nicodemus, you must be born again. Must be born again. That's a spiritual birth. And to do all that, well, you have to go to God the Father and confess from the heart, a repentant heart, a heart that wants to change the way you're living, thinking, acting. You want to turn toward him and tell him, call upon the name of the Lord, tell him you are a sinner, you need a Savior, you need forgiveness. And then you will be forgiven. And then you can ask Jesus Christ to be Lord of your life. Because remember, this is a gift. You can't earn it. You can't pay for it. Romans 6:23, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. But you have to give yourself to him. You have to say, I want to be yours.
One minute, Joe.
I want to become a child of the kingdom, a born-again believer, and he will send you that down payment on eternal life. He will send you the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, who will be with you, God says, what? Forever. The Spirit will be there forever, as long as you live. And you will become that new creature, a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. You will find you're on a path then, you study and learn and grow closer in knowledge and love of God. You become a stronger Christian, and you will find joy and peace in your heart that you've never, ever found. And that is all it takes to go from where you are to where you want to need to be. Right, right, Pastor?
Well, absolutely. Yep. And again, folks, no one's ever regretted getting saved. No one's ever regretted going to heaven, but boy, I'm going to tell you, there's a whole lot of people wish they hadn't gone to hell. Well, we're out of time for tonight. So, as we always do, Joe, at this time, we say good night.
Night.
God bless.
Bless.
And
Happy New Year.
Always, 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 always. Keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.